Blog Talk Radio. your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Chris Etheridge, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, where are you? Time to come on.
Right here, live and well.
We are here.
It's time to come on. We are here. Yes, we, as Brother Oscar say, we are in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are here.
Yeah, we thank you for all that wonderful support. Thank you very much. Wow, wow. They just love us. They love us on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, we thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in to this wonderful show on Blog Talk Radio called Chatting from the Word. And it is 11:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this August 15th, 2019, Thursday. It is Thursday here. And it is currently right now, there's a heat advisory alert. It started this morning from 4:26 a.m., and it will last all the way through the afternoon until 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because it's going to be hot like it was yesterday. And yesterday, it was in the 90s here in the Bay Area, and it's going to be like that today, but it's currently 69 degrees and sunny, and it's going to be a high today of 90 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's going to be a low tonight of 59 degrees, but it is actually, visibility is 10 miles, the wind is at 5 miles an hour, the humidity is at 70%. So it's going to be a pretty nice warm day again. So dress accordingly. If you're here in California, we got a little heat wave going on right now. And to my beloved brother, who is 2,360.6 nautical miles away from me here in the San Francisco Bay Area in the great state of Ohio, and in the presence of Miami's Bird, one and only Brother Oscar York, Miamisburg, Ohio, suburb of Dayton. How you doing?
Amen, Brother Chris. Thank you, Brother Chris, for letting us know about the weather in California. But we're doing great here in Miamisburg, Ohio. And it seems like we're having some good weather. The sun is out.
That's great.
But it's not like it's
Amen. Hot.
It's
all
like
right.
Really enjoy it. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Chris? Enjoy
right.
Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy all the beautiful blessings that the Lord has for us today. Because the blessing this day the Lord brought to us today is a blessing. Because he watched over us as we slept in slumber last night and brought this day on. Because this day was not even a promise on yesterday. See, today
right.
was yesterday, tomorrow, so we made it here on tomorrow. And the only thing we can do is thank God for it. Thank God for blessing us to see another day. Thank God for
That's
the second
right.
chance, another chance to make it right with him. Another chance
That's right.
to walk closer and closer with him. And my audience, we hope that you do that. Thank the Lord for this day. Oh, bless the Lord,
That's
oh,
right.
my soul, and all that
That's right.
in me. Bless his holy name. We got to thank him for it, because it definitely is a blessing.
That's right. That's why all the ways of a man, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience, are clean in his own sight. But the Lord weigheth his motives. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2.
Amen.
All right. What you got lined up for?
Wait. Let me see here, Brother Chris. I think we're going to play Johnny Wilder Jr. We love
all
Johnny
right.
around here. Johnny Wilder
mm-hmm.
Jr. And as most of our listeners know, Johnny Wilder once sung lead singer of the group called Heat Wave. And one of the songs they used to sing is Now and Forever. I can't see y'all. But he was
right.
the lead singer of Heat Wave. And once he became a Christian, he began to sing songs for the Lord. Now here we come with Johnny Wilder Jr.
Let it roll.
Yes, sir. And here he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jr. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. We all must have a personal relationship with the Lord, and we need to thank him for dying on the cross for us so long ago to bring salvation down. And Brother Chris, he has a good message for us today. His message is on a Pharisee. A Pharisee. Taken from Luke 18:9-14. So get your Bibles out, get your sword out, and get ready for that message, because it's going to take you on a roller coaster ride, my friend. So fasten up tight and get ready for the roller coaster.
Amen, amen. That's why, beloved brother, the Apostle John mentioned to all our brethren, our Christian companions, he said, this is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
That reminds me, Brother Chris, you know, when you're in a dark house and you cut the light on, with that darkness, it goes away.
It goes away.
It's not there anymore. So if you're the light of the world, as you should be in Jesus Christ, you would show the world that light. All right, Brother Chris, the next selection would be the a cappella company. Tell me something that I don't know. What you don't know? Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that. Amen. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen. Tell me something that I don't know. And here we go.
Yeah.
me. Tell me something I don't know. And my friends, if you have a personal walk with Jesus, you know what Jesus has done for us by dying on the cross. If you have a personal relationship with our Father, you know He spoke light into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was the light. So, we tell you something you don't know if you don't know that. So,
that's right. That's right. It's prayer time.
Yes, sir. It's prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Now, this is the time to call in your prayer request. And the number is, again, this 657-383-0883. And here we go with our prayer time.
No.
and sweet hour
Amen.
Of prayer. That's our
That's
prayer
right.
time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. You can call in your prayer request now. Don't be bashful, because me and Brother Chris, we no booger bear, and we don't mind praying for you. The number again is 657-383-0883. Now, the scriptures we want to use for our prayer time will be taken from James 5:13 through verse 18. Here, James writes, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another. That ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brother Chris.
Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this Thursday, Father, August 15th, 2019. We petition unto thee, Father, and we consult thee for, Father, for our greater health. We pray, Father, for the York family. We pray for my dear beloved brother. I'm glad he's feeling better today, Lord. Brother York, Oscar, be with him and his family, Father, and continue to bless them in a wonderful way, Father. Whatever their needs are, that they be met. Father, we pray also, Father, for the Edwards family. We pray for all our listening audience. We bless them in a wonderful way. We pray, Father, for those that are in power. We pray from the White House, the Trump administration, and Father, we pray, we know that we're in some real troubled waters right now in the political world, but Father, we pray, Father, that those that are running for 2020 campaigning for the election process, Father, in their agenda, that they will make policies and do legislation that will promote more tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all. We pray for also for those that are incarcerated. We pray, Father, for those that have left the faith. We ask that, Father, that they that programs such as this through the Churches of Christ on social media platforms, Father, will be able to help them and point them back to the cross where it all happened, the crucifixion. And Father, that Jesus died for all the sins of humanity, and that, Father, that they will pricked in their heart and realize that, Father, they need to get right while they're on this time side of life, and, Father, and make their calling the election sure by working out their salvation and having allegiance to Jesus Christ, Father, that we all may, when this life is over, Father, may hear your voice say, "Well done. I have made you faithful over a few things. Now come up higher, and I will make you ruler over many." And we thank you, Lord, that we may have this right to the tree of life, and that, Father, we pray that we all may have the eternal life after this physical life is over and forever with you. Father, we pray for those that are traveling, provide them traveling grace, Father, and we pray for all our brethren, especially those that labor in the ministry, for safe travels and for the goodwill of all people that are in traveling during the summer months. And this is our prayer for all. In the name of Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. Brother Chris always know how to approach the throne of grace on all of our behalves. Thank you for praying for me, Brother Chris. I appreciate
absolutely
that. And for all of our listeners, and I hope and pray our listeners that you were praying along with him and that he prayed for something that was on your mind. Now,
that's right.
It is time for testimonial moments. If you have,
amen.
That's right. If you have a testimony that you want to call in, call it in. Let someone know that you yourself went through some rough times. And if they're going through some rough times as a Christian, let them know they can still remain faithful because the Lord will see them through those rough and hard times. So get ready. Call your testimony on in. This is Testimonial Moment. And here we come. The number is 657-383-0883. Call on in if you can help someone on their Christian journey. Call it on in. Now, since we don't have no callers, this is the
amen.
Time, Brother Chris, that we ask for sponsorship. If you can sponsor
right.
us, any kind of way, any amount would do. A dollar, 10, 20, 30. Help us to keep this fine program on the air where we're chatting from the Word and about the Word. So help us. If we have been an encouragement to you, if we have helped you to see the light much better, if we have put a snap in your Christian walk, help us out here. Don't have Brother Oscar to beg, because I will for the sake of Jesus Christ. And if you care about the gospel, send your brother a dollar here, or 10. Please do that. Please. And churches, you can get involved too. Put us in your budget for 2019. Pretty soon, 2019 will be over. So do that. Please do that. Help us out here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now you know where to send the money. I'm on PayPal. You can get sent to my PayPal account. Go to PayPal web page, pull it up, and put my email in, which is lowercase oscaryork3443@gmail.com. We hope that you will do that. Please do that. Do it today after you listen to the show. And if you love it, and I know you're going to love it, donate
amen.
A dollar. $10, $20, $30, whatever your budget can afford. Now, you know myself and Brother Chris, we're both on Facebook together. And as I just said, our email, my email address is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And if you don't want to get in contact with me through that, I do have a webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. You can leave a comment on that also. But while you're at my oscaryorkpublishing.com, I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. We hope that you do that because the proceeds will go towards the show. Now, you know my motto. We say it every day on the air, Mondays through Fridays. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power, Brother Chris.
You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase e0691@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and me on Facebook and Messenger, LinkedIn.com, and Twitter. And we download all of the shows on those four social media platforms for your enjoyment. We have over 200 broadcasts of this show, Chatting from the Word, on Blog Talk Radio for your enjoyment and for your edification and encouragement and inspiration. We encourage you to call in. We love to hear from you. This is an open forum, and we encourage you to call in and let us know if you have any constructive criticisms, if you have any prayer requests, if you have any religious questions that you need answered through the Word of God. That's why Brother Oscar and I are here, to aid you in your spiritual walk and point you in the way of Jesus Christ and salvation of the gospel. And so we, as members of the Churches of Christ, believe in the accuracy, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we are going to lead you, and we're going to give you clarification through Thus Saith the Lord, because after all, it's not going to be Brother Oscar opinion, Brother Chris opinion, some creed books, some Baptist manuals, some Catholic catechism. It's going to be the Word of God that is going to judge us, because we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of those things while we're in this life that we have done in the body, whether those things were good or whether those things were bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. So after all, it's going to be God's judgment on where or what our eternity will be. So we want to make sure, an election sure, that we are on the graces and on the right side of God's personality. So we don't want to suffer his severity side, because we know that's where all the judgment and fire and destruction is. So we want to make sure that we are in the graces of God and to be forever with him, that we can enjoy the blissfulness of eternity and to be with our Lord and Savior, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. But let me add something to that. I don't know if you mentioned it, but if you still want to see the show, listen to the show, you can go directly to blogtalkradio.com/chattingfromtheword. Bios.
That's right.
And you can go directly to Chatting from the Word. It will pull up, and you can hear the program like that. You can hear it live as we are broadcasting it if you go directly to Blog Talk Radio. Now, Brother Chris is getting ready after the next election to bring his message on a Pharisee, taken from Luke 18. 9 through 14. So get your Bibles out. Get ready for
get
the roller coaster ride after the next selection. Get them out.
Amen.
All right. Our
Amen.
Next selection.
All right.
Our next selection will be Tiffany Malone. Let nothing turn me around. We love Tiffany Malone. Let nothing turn me around. Yes,
nothing.
Let the story of an old man would come to church every Sunday. If it changed and it ended up like this, it would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front. But I would see it streaming from her out. Young sisters got the size. Don't you know what you're talking about? Turn around and stay home.
Tiffany Malone, let nothing turn me around. Now it is time for the message, A Pharisee, by my minister and speaker and yours. And here he is in the person of Brother Chris Edwards. Brother Chris.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. You know, the behavior and the attitude of some people sometimes are a real trip. Let's think about this for a moment. We all have experienced people who think that their social status and human worth makes them superior to others. And that is what a snob is. Even in religion, this particular pejorative term for a person is portrayed as an attitude and a behavior as proof that others are inferior to them. There were some that were very critical religiously in the lifetime of Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry, watching Jesus' words and his actions in order that they may or might find something to blame him, to get Jesus into political difficulty and to build a case against Christ. When we look at the scripture in the gospel according to Luke the physician in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through verses 14, this is Jesus talking in the midst of others, and he spake of these things concerning what we are about to discuss for a few moments of our time. And if you have your Bibles, I'll be reading from the King James Version quickly. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. In verse 10 of Luke chapter 18, two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. Verse 12, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Verse 14, I tell you, this man went down into his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. And this leads me to our topic under consideration for a few moments, a Pharisee. A Pharisee. Everybody has someone that has been a critic of their life. And this is what is characteristic of a Pharisee, who consider themselves the separated ones because of their knowledge of the Jewish customs, of the Talmud and the Torah, the oral and the written Jewish customs. A Pharisaical attitude that is portrayed in Luke chapter 18 that we just read concerning the Pharisee who prayed. Now, let's think about this for a moment. He stood and was praying this to himself. Now, he's supposed to be praying to God now, but he's praying this to himself. I thank you, God. He has the audacity to tell God, I thank you, God, that I am not like these other people. Swindler, extortionist, unjust, adulterers, and even this tax collector. Now, he is saying to God, I'm glad that I am not as other men are. Have you even encountered even Christians, Brother Oscar, and some other religious people in the religious circles that have these type of attitude characteristics? We're talking about snobs, religious snobs, that undermine and subjugate other Christians. In the Kaufman commentaries of the Greek New Testament, James Burton Kaufman says a Pharisee is belonged to a aristocracy of the time, of his time, the member of the ruling class, and both his virtues and his sins were those of the class which he belonged. Okay. He was outwardly religious, keeping all the ceremonial practices of the law and paying tithes even beyond the point of that the law required. But his failure was a lack of humility. Don't you see that? Even in our brotherhood today, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience,
yes, sir.
We got Pharisees among us even today. Like this Pharisee, his prayer to God was vain because it was monologued. It was just religious rhetoric. It's like it was rehearsed. It wasn't really passionate from his heart concerning how he was approaching God, acknowledging he never acknowledged no need for regeneration, seeking no blessing, confession. He didn't even confess. He admit to no sin, and he beseeched no mercy at all from God. Isn't that characteristic of some religious people even today, how they can have the audacity and to be whether it could be concerning church-related activities such as song leading, preaching, praying, teaching, and other religious affairs. That's why even the gospel according to Mark chapter 2, verse 16, and I read it, it says, concerning the critics of our Lord Jesus, how is it he, Jesus, eats and drinks with the tax collector and sinners? Jesus wasn't antisociable. Jesus wasn't haughty. He was there where the people were. He was there where the pain and the suffering was, where the downtrodden, the outcast, and the brokenhearted was, the depressed. And the Lord Jesus cared about people in the plight of their circumstances, because a Pharisee is one that was of great conceit of themselves and their own goodness. They had confidence in themselves before God, and not only that, they had a high opinion of themselves, of their own righteousness, but depended upon their own merit of it as well whenever they addressed God. They despised others and looked upon them with contempt. Isn't that what you see today, Brother Oscar? We talk about how brothers don't support each other, but we rather sit and argue about our tradition, and we ain't winning nobody to Christ, and people get turned off. Man. That's the same problem we got today, just like Jesus' day, in Jesus' time. And among the worshipers of God in the visible local church, there is a mixture of good and bad, some accepted of God and some that are not accepted of God. Pharisees wore religion as a banner of pride, but their hearts were filled with hatred, envy, and evil of other people. Isn't that so true, my dear beloved Oscar? Because they thought too much in themselves, and
yes, they did.
With that, we got to realize that we got to work outside of ourselves if we're going to be right with God, because it's all about humility. Jesus emptied himself. How come we can't? He came and emptied himself and looked to not even look for a to try to exalt himself or by his own reputation, but he humbled himself even to the humility of the death of the cross for the sins of humanity.
Man,
and that lets us know, Brother Oscar and our listening audience, that we got a lot of work to do on ourselves. So So we work if we realize that we need to work on ourselves, I ain't got time to be that judgmental and critical like this pharisaical attitudes of the Pharisees. Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, in verse 1 and following, judge not that you be not judged. But what judgmentalization we use on others, God says, I'm going to use the same measure of scrutiny on your life, or I'm going to bring you within the same balance of how you judge other people. When we cannot tolerate others' people's ways, God says, I'm not going to tolerate your ways either. When we cannot be understanding of the weaknesses of others, God says, I'm not going to be understanding of your weaknesses either. God says, I'm going to hold you within the same balance of how you judge other people. And so with that, have you heard the gospel? Well, yes, you have. Do you believe in it? Do you believe that humility is required in order to please and serve a true and living God, as we have just read about concerning the Pharisees, that we cannot practice religion in a pharisaical manner because we're not going to get to heaven, Brother Oscar, by preaching and practicing religion that way, because we got to follow Christ. And we follow Christ, we're going to do it the right way and practice Christianity the right way. Do you believe Christ? Are you willing to follow Christ? If you believe, having heard the word of the gospel, you're willing to repent of your sins, those of you that have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, are you willing to repent by changing your mind about the love and practice of sin and be actually able to change for Christ and to be able to live for him and make him the center of your life? If you're willing to do that, you're willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, that Christ is Lord, make him the center of your life and willing to live faithful unto him, unto death, as we are all commanded. If that be the case, that's also connected with baptism, because repentance and baptism are connected in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, that Peter told those on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, by his authority for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. And that is required in the watery grave of baptism. When we are buried, immersed for baptism, it cleanses us from every sin we have committed, and we are a new creature in Christ. When we come up out of baptism, we have all our sins washed away from the blood of Christ. It's cleansed us up from every past sin, or we are a new creation in Christ, and we have a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Christ through our faith, and we are added to the New Testament church you can read about in sacred scriptures. And you are not a Pharisee, but you are Christ-like as a Christian. Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine message and invitation. Now, he's right, you all. Don't be a Pharisee. Don't be a Pharisee.
Amen.
Don't think that you know everything and that you can't ask for mercy. We all need mercy. We
That's
all
right.
stand in a need of prayer. And that being said, that's why we ask for your support. We need your help. We need your support to bring this show on the air. Thank you for listening to us today. Let us pray.
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings you brought our way. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, that we may have salvation. Come praying for each listener. Father, we pray that you be with them, guide them, strengthen them, help them to have a good afternoon and evening and morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, God willing. Keep it safe.
Amen. Yes, sir.